Mesechtes Menachah is Daf Tzadik Dalet, 3 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel Mabe is at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, Chayim b'smicha b'metrufa, b'trufa b'smicha, that is a chumra by smicha over trufa, and there are 3 chumras of the dinam of trufa over the dinam of smicha, and the Mishnah now explains that the chumra of smicha over trufa is she'echem meinu l'chol ha'chavirim, ve'in echot tzimich l'chol ha'chavirim, that although b'digay trufa, if partners bring a carbon, then one of the shutfim will do trufa, and that will be moitzi the rest to the partners. However, when partners bring a carbon b'shufas, and each of the partners has to perform smicha by themselves, and as we will see, that although they will not be able to perform smicha together, as there will be a problem of chatzitza, however, one partner would perform smicha, and then another partner, etc. And as Rashi states, shekol kabanis b'im b'shufas, k'la'om b'perikam nachas ben asachim, and as we will learn, that shufim can bring all kabanis aside from a carbon mincha, and our mission now continues, chayim b'tufa, that there's also 3 chumrays that by tufa we do not find b'negei smicha. As number one, shatufa neheges b'kabbani seyachid v'kabbani satsiba, that we find the din of tufa not only by a korban yachid but by a korban tzibar as well. And as we know, that the tufa is performed on the chazei v'shoik of the korban shlam, which is a korban yachid, and is also performed with the kifse atzeres and the shtei alechem, which are brought on shavuos. And certainly there are other examples. However, Rashi brings these as examples, and as Rashi states, b'kabbani seyachid chazei v'shoik shel shlamim v'kabbani satsiba kifse. And I in the Mefarshim that explain that although it's true that smicha was also performed on Kabbalah Tzibur, however, it was only performed on 2 Kabbalah Tzibur, and since it was only performed on a limited amount of Kabbalah Tzibur, therefore, Mishnah states that Sufas Nehegat be Kabbalah Tzayachah be Kabbalah Tzibur, Masha Enkin Smicha, which is not consistently performed with the Kabbalah Tzibur. And I in the second Teretz of Shash, who based on this question explains our Mishnah differently, I in Sham, where he states, Afagav the Smicha Isinami be Kabbalah and as we learned to Daf Tzadik Beis, Mikol Mokayim Inami B'chol Oisin Shekenegdom B'Yachid Tunin Smicha Masha Enkei B'Tzufa V'Doik Inami Yishleime Dekar V'Tani. And we learned the first Chumra of our Mishnah together with the second Chumra that B'Kor B'Nei Yachid V'Kor B'Nei Tziba B'Chayim V'Shchutin Ayin Sham. We continue on Daf Tzadik Dalam and Aleph, and based on the way we explain our Mishnah, the Mishnah continues with the second Chumra that Tzufa has over Smicha, that B'Chayim V'Shchutin, at times Tzufa is performed on the animal while it's alive, and at times it's performed after the animal is already nishrat. And as Rashi at the top of the number brings down, b'chayim v'shchutim b'kifse atzeres, that by the kifse atzeres, tufa was performed twice, once on the kifse atzeres and the shtei alechem before shchita, and once on the chazei v'shoik after shchita. And the Mishnah continues with the third chumra that tufa has over smicha, that b'davash yesh b'yeruchayim v'davash yesh b'yeruchayim, that tufa is not only performed on an animal, which is a davash yesh b'yeruchayim, but it's also performed on an inanimate object, and even on a dove she'im b'ruachayim. And as we know, the tufa is performed on a minchas ha'imen, a minchas seita, the lach b'toydin, the lach b'nazir, as well as the shtei alechem and the leik shem and shel metzira. And as the Mishnah ends off, ma she'im kim b'smicha, that these do not apply to smicha. And as Rashi at the top of the Amud says, te'in noyig b'shchutin, ve'in noyig el b'dove she'ish b'ruachayim, which would certainly be mashma like the Rishash, that a Mishnah is only discussing 2 chumras by tufa over smicha, b'tzarech bir. And our Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, that we learn to the Brisa, that our Mishnah taught us chayim b'smicha b'metufa she'echem meinu l'chol ha'chaverim ve'in echot tzeim l'chol ha'chaverim. Now Brisa brings a makar that smicha has to be performed by all the shufim, and the Brisa quotes from the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra that discusses the korban shlamim. And after the pasuk already mentioned multiple times that we're speaking about a person's korban shlamim, and the pasuk already stated in pasuk alavim zevach shlamim kabanai, in pasuk vav stated vim enatzeim kabanai l'zevach shlamim l'Hashem, pasuk zayin states im kesef hu makves kabanai. The hikav oisul fnei Hashem. So pasuk ches did not have stated b'samachas yodei al reish kabonai, and instead it could have stated b'samachas yodei al reish shai. Therefore, the Brisa explains that the word kabonai is extra, and we learn out the rabbi is called bali korban l'smicha, that the pasuk is coming to be marbar that every one of the shufim has to do smicha on their carbon. As Rashi explains in Masechtas Tmura on Daf Beis, shem nishtatu beizer gimel ha'korban echad karina kol chad v'chad kabonai v'kulon seim chabai, and therefore each of the shufim have to do smicha. And the Brisa continues to explain, shiyachol balayidinu, as one would have had a hamina, one of the shufim can do smicha on behalf of all the shufim based on the following kal v'chomer, umat tufa shenisrapsa b'shchutin nismaita b'chivrin, smicha shenisrapsa b'shchutin ein adin shenispaya b'chivrin, that since we find that there's a chumra by tufa, that tufa is even performed on an animal that was already nishchat, even so, as we just saw in the Mishnah, and as the Gemara will explain a bit later, that one shutter can perform tufa on behalf of all the shufim, and if so, certainly b'negei smicha, which is more kal than trufa, and as we saw previously, that smicha is never done on an animal that was already nishchat, and if so, one of the shufim should be able to perform smicha on behalf of all the shufim, and tamalim and karbonoi, and therefore we need the extra word of karbonoi, the rabbis kol bali karmel smicha, in order to teach us that every single one of the shufim has to perform smicha on the animal. And our Gemara now continues and asks, but this is rabbi trufa b'chayvim b'kal v'chaymer, and now that we have a makor, that smicha has to be performed by all the shufim, so if so, based on a kal v'chaymer, we should also be marbar that trufa should have to be performed by all the shufim, and the kal v'chaymer would be as follows, umas smicha shalin strapsu b'shchutin and strapsu b'chayvrin, trufa shalin strapsu b'shchutin and adin shalin strapsu b'chayvrin, and since we find that although smicha is so kal, as we never find that smicha is performed on a chazei b'shoik or on an animal that was already nishchat, and even so, we find a chumrah that all the shufim have to perform smicha, and if so, certainly b'negei trufa, which we find that is more chumrah than smicha, as trufa is even performed on an animal that was already nishchat, and as we find by the chazei b'shoik, and if so, certainly there should be the chumrah that all of the shufim should have to perform trufa. And the Gemara answers, mishum delei efshar, that although you may have a valid kal v'chomer, and whatever the mice is not possible for all of the shufim to perform trufa, as the Gemara explains, as hechi levad, as how would they all perform trufa, linfa kulu b'chavi adadi, as if you would want all the shufim to do trufa together, kahavi chatzitza, then one person's hand will be chatzitza to the other shufim's hands, therefore certainly they can't perform trufa together, if you will say, leinav lehadav leinav, that one shufim should perform trufa, and then he would put it down, and then another of the shufim will perform trufa, and they will continue to do so until all the shufim perform trufa, but since we find b'negei the karm shlomin, pashat tzav, that the pasuk tells us, yadav tevienna is ishi Hashem, as a chayil v'al ha-chazah, yevienna as a chazah l'hanaf oisah trufa l'fnei Hashem, the pasuk could have just stated, l'hanaf oisah l'fnei Hashem, therefore the word trufa is extra, so we learn out, trufa achas amrachmana, v'loi shtayim trufais, that we only could perform one trufa, we can't perform multiple trufais, therefore it must be that one of the shufim will perform trufa on behalf of all of the shufim. Ayin Rashi was bothered that l'chayir b'negei esmicha, the pasuk in Pashat Vayikra stated, v'samach es yada aresh karbonai, v'samach es also l'ashin yachid, and Rashi explains, al b'smicha leiks the smicha b'hedya, al v'samach stam, yach lismach v'had lismach, and it seems that Rashi is explaining that the word v'samach is not extra, and therefore we can't learn this limud from the word v'samach, however ayin teisiz yantiv v'msechtes menachos, in Perek Tes, in Mishnah Tes, where he explains, the hainu shetrufa yishem, and since it's a noun, v'lechein, kishinem retrufa, mashma rak trufa achas, masha inkin v'samach upoyal, and the loshim v'samach is a verb, and therefore, chashatir omer shetzarech lismach, yitachin shakavana l'kama palmim, and also ayin Rashi in the Ksav Yad, where Rashi points out, v'ikasha, harmina koyim niach yodu, tachas yad abaylam menev, v'av yad baylam chatzitza, that how could Agamar explain that chatzitza cannot be performed by multiple shufim, as that would be chatzitza, if we previously learned that Samach Alpha and Beis, that when performing trufa, the Bailam would place their hands on the carbon, and the Kohen would place their hands underneath the Bailam's hands, and L'chayr, there should be a chatzitza, and Zok Rashi, Le'ichbislam, Mishum de'ikha trufa b'Bailam, k'tichsev, v'nasal kapi ha'nazir, therefore we're not concerned if the chatzitza between the Yad Bailam and the Yad Kohen, b'ashe'en k'minigay yishutrim, there would be a concern of a chatzitza between the hands of multiple Bailam, ayin sham, ayin taisis of Mesechtes Kedushin on Daf Lam v'Vav and Beis, Tesis explains that this is not considered chatzitza, lefishu gzeres hakasav to be in a koyinu bailim, and one of the Tesis explains that that would not work, b'negeya asugya, and b'negeya shufim, as b'negeya shnei shufim, choshu kai gab nechatzitza, im echa mehim meniach yodi, tachas yad chabiroi, lefishu in a gzeres hakasav, shiyu shnei menifim, and even though our Gemara stated that we may be able to learn this din based on a kal v'chomer, however, the maisa is not explicit gzeres hakasav, now in Tesis and afsama kal v'mabez, where according to Tesis it would come out that the koyin would not actually place his hands directly underneath the hands of the Bailim, and possible if he tases, although the Kohen would not have to place his hands directly underneath the hands of the Bailim, and he would be able to place it on the side of the hands of the Bailim, however, b'negei shufim, even if we would say that multiple shufim could place the hands directly on the behemoth, however, if there would be a lot of shufim, then certainly they would not have place for all of their hands, and certainly that would cause a problem, chatzitza, and ayin and tases shom b'yasabir. Our Gemara continues that our Mishnah stated that smicha is not performed on an animal that was already nishchat, or any part of the animal that was already nishchat. Now Gemara is for smicha b'shchut and leisa, that is it true that smicha is not performed on an animal that was already nishchat, but we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid on Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, based on the pious, there were 13 kohanim that was zeicha to bring the korban tamid shel shachar. As we know, that Kohen Gadol is noted chelak b'roish, and if he wants, he could perform all the avodas in the base of Mikdash. And as Rashi brings down in our sugya, the kaimelon the b'shusa who daminu maseches yuma ketsa makriv chelak b'roish oima oiluzu ani makriv minchazu ani makriv, and therefore the mishnah maseches tamid teaches us bizman she Kohen Gadol reitz lahak there that at the time that the Kohen Gadol wants to do aktara of the tamid shel shachar, oilu bekevesh v'askam b'yeminoi, so he would walk up the ramp and the skan Kohen Gadol who was his assistant would walk on his right side, v'gil machsa kevesh, and once he got to halfway up the kevesh and he was already tired at that point, so achas kam b'yemino v'alo, so the skan Kohen Gadol would hold on to the right side of the Kohen Gadol and he would assist the Kohen Gadol in walking up the rest of the ramp, v'hoishle rishon and reish regel, and the first one that was zeichin the pious would bring the reish and regel of the tamid shel shachar up the ramp and he would hand it to the Kohen Gadol, soimachleim v'zarkon, and the Kohen Gadol would do smicha on them. The Kohen Gadol would then throw the reish and regel on the marocha and on the fire of the mizbeach. And as we know that just like the dam is thrown on the mizbeach, so the avorim were also thrown on the mizbeach. Mishnah continues, Hashem Hashem l'rishon shtei yadayim, and then the second kohen that was zeichin l'payis give the two forelegs to the first kohen, neisnan l'kohen gadol soimach leim v'zarkon, and the first kohen would then give these two parts to the Kohen Gadol as well, and the Kohen Gadol would do smicha on them and then throw them on the marocha. And nishma sheni v'holchloi, the second kohen would then slip away and he would leave the area. And they would continue with this process until the rest of the kohanim brought their parts that was zeichin, and they would give it to the first kohen, and the first kohen would then hand it to the Kohen Gadol who would do smicha and then throw them on the mizbeach. And the Mishnah also teaches us it was machu reitzu soimach v'achim zerkin, and the Kohen Gadol could also decide that he would only do smicha and he would get involved with the process even though he would not do zrika at all. Then the Kohen Gadol would only do smicha and others would throw the avarim onto the mizbeach. Clearly we see that the Kohen Gadol would perform smicha even on the avarim and even after shechita. And the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, hasam mishum kvayde the Kohen Gadol, whereas Rashi is gerus, hasam mishum yikar the Kohen Gadol, that certainly it is never chiyah for anyone to do smicha on a korban that was already nishchat. And the only reason why that Mishnah teaches us that the Kohen Gadol will perform smicha is only in order to give honor to the Kohen Gadol, and they will make a procedure at the Kohen Gadol throwing the avarim on the mizbeach. And as Rashi states, shehi nira k'moshe hikav hu as kulan hu hayasei mechalein, that the reason why he performs smicha is in order to make it appear as if he was the one that brought all these avarim up onto the mizbeach and was makrivit on the mizbeach by himself. And as Rashi continues, v'loy shtei smichasam nehegas b'shkutim min atera, as Rashi in Ksav Yad states, ho lav smicha gemurihi el mishum yikar de Kohen Gadol hu, the hei teres haktirasa me'ula misharek teres deshak hoyhanim ayin shum. And Rashi also explains that why is it that the second kohen would pass his avarim to the first kohen, and then the first kohen would give those avarim to the Kohen Gadol, and why in the second kohen and the third kohen, etc., give their avarim directly to the Kohen Gadol. Rashi explains, derech kavod Kohen Gadol bekach, she'echem mikavod mekulam v'neislai, as it's more of a kavod and more respectful that the Kohen Gadol should only have interaction with one kohen, not with multiple kohanim, ayin shum, hadloch shtei midos, hadloch shtei midos, hadloch shtei midos. And before we begin with the next parak, let us point out that from here until the end of the parak, we are back to learning only Rashi, and as is brought down before the Pirush of Rashi, HaPirush Nimsa B'tfus Mikan Ve'ilach Hu Pirush Rashi Zal Ayin Shom. And we continue with the 11th parak of Masechtas Menachos, and our Mishnah begins, Shtei Alechem Niloishis Achas Achas V'na Efes Achas Achas, and Lechem Aponim Niloishis Achas Achas V'na Efes Shtayim Shtayim, that when preparing and bringing the Shtei Alechem, so each of the Shtei Alechem was needed separately, they were also each baked separately, while when preparing and baking the lechem aponim, each of the lechem aponim was needed separately. However, the lechem aponim were baked two at a time, and some explain that based on our Gemara, we will see that this is based on Xeris HaKosov, that it must be baked two at a time, not more, not less, while others explain that the Torah is permitting one to even bake two at a time, but certainly one could bake one at a time, but one could not bake more than two at a time. And others explain that the Xeris HaKosov is that the Torah requires us to bake at least two lechem aponim at a time, and therefore, although one could bake even more than two at a time, however, one was not allowed to bake one at a time. Before we continue with our Mishnah, the Gemara will bring a brisa that will teach us that there were actually three forms that we use when baking the lechem aponim, and when they shaped the dough into the lechem aponim, they would do so in the first form, and they would then take the form dough and place it in another form that was built into the oven and that was preheated in the oven. finally, once they removed the lechem apanim from the oven, they would place it in a third form. Our Mishnah only discusses two of these forms, and as our Mishnah states, if it's tfus hayayisai son, they formed the lechem apanim in a form, then after they bake the lechem apanim, when they removed the lechem apanim from the oven, so they placed it in another form in order that the lechem apanim would not break, and as we will see, the lechem apanim was made in a very delicate shape, and if it wasn't supported properly, then it would potentially break, and it would become puzzle, as Rashi states, Naisim Bitfus, Kadeshli Skaklu Vyashabru, and Ayin Tesis, Heina Kairu Shel Shukhan, that these last forms are the Ka'aris that were made of gold that the Torah speaks about when the Torah speaks about the Shulchan and Pashas Truma. And as the Pasuk states in Perchof Hey, Pasuk of Tes, Vasisa Ka'aris of Vichapesa, Vikusaisa, Vimakis, Vashisukben, Zav Tar, Tasa Isam, Ayin Rashi and Chumish, who only brings down the two forms, and Rashi states, Vayasulay, Tfusav, Tfus Basil, Bishop Basil, the golden form is called the Ka'ara Ayin Shom. Our Gemara begins, Minari Mili, that how do we know the first dinam of our Mishnah, that Shtei Alechem Nilashis Achas Achas Vin Ephes Achas Achas, while the Lechem Apanim Nilashis Achas Achas Vin Ephes Shtayim Shtayim, and the Gemara explains the Tanar Abonan, as we learned in the Braisa, that B'negei the Lechem Apanim, the Torah teaches us that it was made out of 24 Yisraelim, 2 Yisraelim, poor lechem, and the pasuk in Pashas Emor states, "V'lekach tesedus v'fisa isa shteim esrei chaloi shnei esreinim yia chala achas." And the next pasuk states, "V'samta isam shteim arocha yishisham arocha al shulchan atar l'fnei Hashem." The Braisa teaches us that since the pasuk could have stated shnei esreinim yia chala, and the pasuk used an extra word of achas, so melami shenuleishes achas achas. Therefore, it teaches us that each of the chalais has to be prepared separately, and the kneading of each chala has to be done separately, as we want to make sure that each challah has exactly 2 Yisraelim b'soilas. The Gemara continues, "Minayin she'af shtei alechem kach tamud loy meyia." And what is the makor that the same din applies to the shtei alechem? And as we know that each of the shtei alechem were made from one yisrael of flour, and therefore each of the shtei alechem would have to be formed by itself, and would also have to be kneaded on its own, and would not be able to be kneaded together, then separated, as the pasuk b'negei the lechem apanim stated shnei yisraelim yia chala achas, and the pasuk could have just stated shnei yisraelim chala achas. The word year is extra in order to teach us that the same did apply by the Shtei Alechem, and we want to make sure that each of the Shtei Alechem are exactly the Sarin of flour. Therefore, each of the Shtei Alechem had to be kneaded separately. The Braisa continues, "Minayin shafi yasin shtayim shtayim." And how do we know that 2 of the Lechem Apanim are baked at the same time? Tamu leime v'sam ta'isam. And as we saw that the Pasuk in Pashas Emor states, v'sam ta'isam, that you should place them. And as Rashi explains, the Losh Misamta is referring to the first placement, and simu rishena shata isam ham dahinu betana tehebu loshna isam, it should be as a plural and should be as 2 lechem. And it's mashma shayinoisin shtayim b'shnei tfusin yachad betana, they would place 2 lechem upon him at one time in the oven. However, as we saw in our Mishnah, that this does not apply to the shtei lechem, and therefore the Braisa continues, yachal af shtei lechem kain, then one would think that this would also apply to the shtei lechem, and both of the shtei lechem would be baked at the same time in the oven, tamalayim isam. Therefore, the Torah states the extra word of Isam, we learn that this din only applies to Lechem Apanim and it does not apply to Shtei Lechem. However, the Gemara is bothered that how can you say that the word Isam is extra? Hay Isam afikdei, if we just learn from the word Isam that 2 loaves of Lechem Apanim were baked together in the oven at the same time, L'chir is not extra. However, Zokta Gemara Yomkein Le'mekra V'sam Tam Mai V'sam Ta Isam Shmas Minotati, that if the Torah only wanted to teach us that 2 of the Lechem Apanim were baked together, then the Pasuk could have stated V'sam Tam, which is also Lashon Rabim, and by the fact that the Torah said V'sam Ta'isam, therefore we can learn both dinim as number 1, 2 of the Lechem Apanim are baked together at the same time, and number 2, this din is Dafka B'negei Lechem Apanim and does not apply B'negei Shtei Lechem. Now Gemara continues, Tanar Abonon, that we learned in the Braisa, we just saw that B'negei Shtei Lechem, the Pasuk states V'sam Ta'isam, and therefore we learn out that you place them B'tfus and you have to place them in a form. And I in the Ba'am Tesis is bothered, D'alechir, we already learned 2 limudim from this Pasuk, and as Teisa is, from time of Fikte Loima Shafi Yosin Shtayim Shtayim, and Teisa in Tavish Loima, Dim Kain Lichter Vinisato Isam, Al Vasam Tamashma Simu Bitfus, Ayin Sham. And the Bryson now continues and expands on the din of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah only discussed 2 of the forms, and this Bryson will discuss 3 forms, and as we previously explained, that Shloisha Tfusimim, there were actually 3 forms, that the first one was Naisal Tfus Vadaini Batek, while the dough of the Lechem Apanim was still raw, it was placed into a form. from, and number two, chaminda fus hayla betana. And when they were ready to bake the lechem apanim, they would remove the raw dough that was in the first form, and they would place it in the iron form that was built into the oven. That form was already preheated in the oven. They would bake the dough in this form, and then number three, when they removed the finished lechem apanim from the oven, they would place it in the final form, which were the golden curries that we previously mentioned. And then on Shabbos, they would remove the lechem apanim from this final form, and they would place it on the shulchan. And our Gemara now is, that why they need this third form, if after they took it out of the oven, they could have placed it back in its initial form. And the Gemara answers, that the metzias is that once you bake bread, then the bread rises, and therefore would not fit in the original form. Nayin Rashi ben Yigei, the second form, and they would preheat it together with the oven, and some explain that the reason why the Brisa states and doesn't say that it was another tefus, because this was built into the actual oven, and it wasn't a separate standalone form. And keep in mind that the mashmayis is that the dough was placed inside the form, where it brings another tzad, that potentially the dough was actually placed around the tefus, and that was what actually created the unique shape of the lechem apanim. And as Rashi brings down, that we will see in a moment, is machlekes between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Ikran as to the form and the shape of the lechem apanim. And as Rashi brings, l'man kamin teva prutza, l'man kamin tzvina rekedes, ayin teisis b'yasabir. Our Gemara now continues to discuss the shape of the lechem apanim, and the Gemara brings machlekes amrayim, as itmar, as we learned, lechem apanim kesed eisen eisen, as how would they form the lechem apanim, and what was the shape of the lechem apanim. We continue on that side of dalar and beis, Rabbi Chanina omar kamin teva prutza, and Rabbi Ikran omar kamin tzvina rekedes, that Rabbi Chanina holds that the lechem apanim was formed like an open box and had a flat bottom, and then the two sides went up on a right angle. Therefore, the lechem apanim had three sides, and it was like an open box that has three sides, and the cover is missing. Or Rabbi Yechon holds that the lechem apanim was shaped and formed like the shape of a very fair ship that is wider at the top, and then there's a round shape until it gets to the bottom, where it ended off at an etzba wide. And as Rashi states, ve'in lo shalayim, and it didn't have a straight bottom, element ma'ila rechava, but at the top it was wider. Then the sides of the lechem apanim continuously got smaller until at the point of its bottom it was only an etzba wide. Rashi continues to describe the svina as beiz reshah chadin v'holchem v'gavoyin l'mayla v'ein oigim b'mayim v'lachi karla rekedes. The reason why it was called the svina rekedes is because it's merakedes v'leches ma'er. It looks like it's dancing and it's going very quickly in the water. Keep in mind that in a long mishnah on that tzadik bavim and aleph, the mishnah will describe the actual form of the lechem apanim further, as we will see that all will agree that certainly the raw dough, when it was stretched out, was 10 tefachim long by 5 tefachim wide, and then they folded up part of the length. Certainly one could look through the lechem apanim. Rashi explains in Pashas Truma, l'kach kari lechem apanim, shirish lepanim royin l'kana l'kan, l'tzid ha'bayis mizeh u'mizeh, v'neisen arkan l'rach b'shul shulchan, k'solo z'kufin k'neged tzfas ha'shulchan. The length of the bread was placed on the width of the shulchan, as we will see that the length of the shulchan was situated on the north side of the Kodesh and was placed in the east-west direction, and therefore when standing on the east of the Beis HaMikdash, one was able to see the west side of the Beis HaMikdash through the open space of the lechem apanim. Our Gemara now continues and brings three rayas to Rav Chanina. As the Gemara continues, number one, bishling lamanda oma kamin tveiv v'pruta hayinu d'yavu yasbu b'zichin alamanda oma kamin tzviyun rekedas hechi yavu yasbu b'zichin. And although we will see that one tana holds that the shnei b'zichin l'vayna, which were the two spoons of levaina that were brought together with the lechem apanim, were actually placed on the shulchan itself and not on the lechem itself. However, our Gemara is focusing on the madama that holds that the shnei bezich levaina were actually placed on the actual lechem apanim that was on the top level of the shulchan. Therefore, our Gemara states that bishleim according to Rav Chanina that the lechem apanim had a flat bottom, so it was very simple to place the two spoons of levaina onto the lechem apanim as it would be very stable. However, according to Rav Yechon, that the actual bottom of the lechem apanim came to a point, so it would not be stable, and how would they be able to place the shnei bezich levoina on the lechem apanim itself? And the Gemara answers, makam avadlu, that in a chenami they would make an indentation in one of the chalais in order to have a place that the bezichin could sit and the bezichin could be supported. And ayin Rashi do a maskel hainu diyasu bezichin shel levoina b'teich lechem elyon k'dichsev. And as the pasuk in Pashas Emor states, alam mereches levoina zaka, and this manda omer learns that al is dafka and has to be on the lechem apanim itself, the hoil of shlaim rechavim a yeshma bezichin aleim yafa elamad the amak min svinu rekedes hechi yas bezichin ha inu shlaim and the gemara into makom ava avelu ba'ivi echad funeis ha yimisakel ham beis moishav as we already explained and the gemara will now continue and try to bring another raya to Rav Chanina as we learn in the Mishnah and Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph that the shulchan had 28 half rods and these rods were used in order to separate between the levels of lechem apanim and as we know there are 12 lechem apanim, 6 on each side of the shulchan and the bottom lechem of each of the sides of the lechem apanim would sit directly on the shulchan and then they would place 3 rods on top of each of those lechem and then the next lechem would be placed on top of those rods and they would continue to place 3 rods between each level aside for the top level would it only have 2 rods as there was only 1 lechem on top and it wasn't so heavy. L'maisa, one of the purposes of these rods was in order to create some airspace between the lechem in order to make sure that it would be air and the lechem would not become moldy. And our Gemara now points out that Bishleim according to Rav Chanina, since the lechem apanim was made as a box and the top and the bottom of lechem apanim were all straight and flat, therefore you could place 3 of these posts on top of each lechem and they would actually sit on top of each lechem properly. However, since according to Rabbi Yechon, the lechem apanim was made in the shape of a ship, when placing these rods across the width of the shulchan, although the center rod would be able to go straight across the lechem apanim, however, at the front and the back of the lechem apanim is only a narrow strip of bread, how would these rods be able to stay on top of the lechem apanim? And the Gemara answers, "My Rasha Avalu, that in a chanami at the front and the back of each lechem apanim, they would add a little bit of dough in order to make sure that these rods could sit on top of that dough, and that would act as a shelf for the rod." And the Gemara now continues to try to bring a third raya to Rav Chanina and a raya against Rabbi Yechon. As we know, the Pesukim Pashas Truma teach us that the Shulchan was actually a box. The length of the box was 2 amos, its width was 1 amma, and its height was 1.5 amma. There were also 4 legs that were built onto the Shulchan like a regular table, and the Shulchan was able to be freestanding on top of those legs. However, in order to ensure the stability of the 6 levels of the Lechem Apanim, they built 4 support beams on the side of the Shulchan. As Rashi explains in Chumash on the word of Menachi Yosef, Kaminya Sedezov, Oimnim Ba'aretz, Vigvayim Adlam Mailim, and Ashulchan Harbe, Kenega Goivim Arechas Halechem. Our Gemara now continues, Bishleim Lamanda Omak, Min Teva Putza, Ohayu de Samchile Sneepel Lechem, El Lamanda Omak, Min Svina Rekedas, Hechi Samchile Sneepel Lechem, Bishleim according to Rav Chanina, that the walls of the Lechem Apanim were straight when they placed these support beams against the Lechem Apanim, it actually supported the full wall of the Lechem Apanim. However, according to Rabbi Yechon, that the Lechem Apanim was formed as a Svina Rekedas, and the walls of the Lechem Apanim were not actually flat and straight, they tapered from the top to the bottom. How would the support beams that were placed on the Shulchan actually support the Lechem Apanim if it would only be touching the Lechem Apanim at one point, as the rest of the Lechem Apanim would be sloped and angled towards the inside and would not receive any support from the beams? The Gemara answers, the Ogalum Agal, that in a Chanami, according to Rabbi Yechon, these support beams were not actually flat, and they added 6 rounded clamps that were in the form of the Lechem Apanim. The Lechem Apanim were placed against these clamps that supported the walls of the Lechem Apanim. And in Rashi, Bishleim Laman Omak, Minteva Putza, Shoyad Fanes Kufes Bishava, Hanu Smichis Stephen Lechem, Netani Masisin, and as we will see in our Mishnah, Abbas Stephen Hayusham, Futsalam Bereshayim, Shnayim Lesedezev, Shnayim Lesedezev, Shalechem Munach Arkul Rachbe Shal Shulchan, the Kaifel Mailam Mikan Mikan, Mashair Chalechem Yasal Arechu Shulchan, the Hinein Devna Lechem, and these form the walls of the Lechem. Laman Omak, Minteva Putza, so the Fanes was Kufes Bishava, it will make sense, Hanu de Samchis Shnei Stephen, Ha'im de Makaka Ruches Vigvoyas Ad Lechem Eloyon, Soim Kan Lechem Shlo Yishabu Dofnesov, Ulhachim of Tzom Bereshayim, Bitzulim Habikazer, Sherosh Yakam, Shakol Lechem Alechem, Unochal Oysum Pitzulin, as we will discuss when we learn the Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Bavam with Aleph, Alamanda Oma Kavin Svino Rekedes, Asuyad Fanis Bishipua, the walls were sloped and tapered, Hechi Samchis Stephen Lechem, Valle Ina Stephen, Neugen, Elamat Bereshi Shalechem, Vain Yochalis Bech Dofnesov, Shlo Yishaber, and the Gemara answered, The Ogalum Yagal, Ina Stephen, Oimdun Skufim, Elasuyan Kachatsim Agal, Shakarin Circle Kazer, and it was circular, as Rashi states, and as we explain, the Gemara now continues and brings Rias to Rabbi Yechon, as Bishleim Lamanda Oma Kamin Svina Rekedas, Hainu Dubin and Stephen, El Lamanda Oma Kamin Teva Putza, Stephen Lomli, that Bishleim Akut Rabbi Yechon, at the bottom of the Lechem Apanim was very narrow, and it did not have a flat bottom, so it makes sense why there's a requirement to have support beams, as otherwise the Lechem Apanim would fall down. However, according to Rabbi Chanina, that the bottom of the Lechem Apanim was flat, so why did we need support beams, as all you would have to do is place 1 Lechem Apanim on the bottom of the shulchan, then continuously pile up the lechem apanim until you have 6 lechem apanim on each side. The Gemara answers, agav yekud lechem talach, that because the lechem apanim was so heavy, so therefore if you place all 6 lechem apanim one on top of the other, then the lower lechem apanim may break, and that would pass the lechem apanim, even though we already mentioned that there were 3 kanim between each level of the lechem apanim, and there were half rods between each level. However, those rods were not very strong, and they were not made to hold the entire weight of lechem apanim, and therefore we needed the support beams to hold the entire weight of lechem apanim and make sure that they would not break. The Gemara continues to bring another raya to Rabbi Eichlon and a raya against Rabbi Chanina, as Bishlei Lamanda Amar Kamin Svina Rekeda Snifin Al Gabi Shulchan Menachin and Lamanda Amar Kamin Teva Putza Snifin Hechem Manachlu. Bishlei according to Rabbi Eichlon that the lechem apanim were made like a ship, and therefore the bottom lechem apanim was narrow. Certainly they were able to place the support beams directly on the shulchan. Then these support beams went up until the top of the lechem apanim and above the top of the lechem apanim. And we have a coin from Chanina that holds that the lechem apanim were made like a box and the bottom was completely flat. And as we'll see, that the length of the lechem apanim took up the entire width of the shulchan. And if so, how they actually attach the support beams to the shulchan? The Gemara continues and is bothered. That would you say that a coin from Chanina they would actually place the support beams on the ground and it would not actually be on the shulchan? The Gemara has a havmina that could not be, as we could not have something that would be off the shulchan, and luchari would have to be attached to the shulchan itself. However, the Gemara responds that in a chenami, according to Rav Chanina, the support beams were actually placed on the floor and they were not on top of the shulchan. And as the Gemara continues in the Amar of Abba Mamol, the Divrei Oimer Kamin Svina Rekedas Snifin Al Gabe Shulchan, that according to Rabbi Yechon hold that the lechem apanim were made in the form of a Svina Rekedas, then the snifim were actually placed on the shulchan, and certainly there was space on top of the shulchan for the support beams to lean and the support beams to be supported. However, Rabbi Abba Mamo continues, but according to Rabbi Chanina hold that the lechem apanim were formed in the shape of a box, then in Chanami there was no room for the support beams on the top of the shulchan, and snipin al gavikakamunachin, and the snipin were actually placed on the ground and were not supported directly by the shulchan itself. The Gemara now continues, command ozla hodan Rabbi Yehuda, that who is the following member of Rabbi Yehuda going like? As Rabbi Yehuda describes the shulchan and he explains, halechem maimin es asnifim vasnifim maimin es alechem, the lechem apanim supported the support beams, and the support beams supported the lechem upon him. The Gemara explains, "Kamad Omer Kamin Svina Rekedes." That certainly is going like the Shita Rabbi Yechon. The lechem upon him will form like a Svina Rekedes. The form of the lechem was placed in the 6 rounded clamps that were on the support beams that held the support beams on the shulchan. Ultimately, the support beams also supported the lechem, as Rashi states, "Vasnif Ma'amid Alechem Shlo Yipol." These support beams also supported the lechem upon him that they should not fall, as we previously explained that the bottom of lechem upon him, Lefi Rabbi Yechon, was not straight, it was not flat, and it came to a point and therefore required support. And certainly this member of Rabbi Yehuda is not going like Rabbi Chanina, as according to Rabbi Chanina, the lechem was not maimonis asnifim, because the snifim actually stood on the ground, as we previously explained. We continue on Daf Tzadik Hayom and Aleph. The Gemara will now ask another question of Rabbi Yechon and bring a riot to Rabbi Chanina, as Mesve Kamin Kaveris Hoyle Batano V'doyme Kamin Tavlam Revas, that the form that was built into the oven, which was made for the lechem upon him, holes in it, and was perforated like a beehive in order to make sure that the heat would go into those holes and would bake the bread evenly. And this was made like a square box, and it's mashma like Rav Chanina that it was entirely flat and it was not made like a svina. And the Gemara answers, "Emo pia doima kamin tavla muravas." Rabbi Yechon could explain that the Braisa means to say that although certainly the bottom of this form was not flat, however, even Rabbi Yechon agrees that the top of the form was certainly flat and square. And as Rashi states, "Emo pia doima kamin tavla muravas." Even though Hashulayim Asurin Kesvina and Ayin and Taisis at the top of Amid Kamin Kaveris Hoyle B'tana, Taisis bothered that we know the kli called the Kaveris, which has the same name as a beehive, is round like a beehive and not square. And Zach Taisis Kaveris Aguli Kedemuchu Perakam Shabbos V'Achik Tani Kamin Tavlu Mervois. And Taisis explains that when the Brisa explains that it was similar to Kaveris, it's not referring to its shape, and it's only referring to the fact that it was perforated. And as Taisis states, Ela Menuk of Kaveris Shalkanim Sheyishla to Arba. As we explained, the Gemara now continues, Tanya Kamanda Omer Kamin Svina Rekedes, that we have a Braisa as a Raya to the Shita Rabbi Yechon, that the Lechem HaPanim was formed like a Svina Rekedes. As the Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, Bosni from Shelzov, Hoyusham, who put Solom Rishayan, Kaminda Kronomayu, Shasim Kambenes Alechem, Shahudoyma Kamin Svina Rekedes. As we've already mentioned, that there were four support beams that were made out of gold that were by the Shulchan. These support beams had multiple protrusions in order for the half rods to be able to sit on top of those protrusions. And of course, as we previously explained, these Kanim supported each of the Lechem Aponim. The Brisa clearly states that the Lechem Aponim was similar to a Svina Rekedes, which is exactly as Rabbi Yechon stated, and we will stop over here.